Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Do you remember the analogy that we had yesterday? If you do not remember, a lot has happened since then. Or if you were not with us, I'll repeat it. We are reflecting in Romans chapter 1 at verse 5, and we read this little but significant phrase, the obedience of faith. Borrowing from William Hendrickson, we learned that in the Bible, God so closely associates obedience and faith that they are compared to inseparable, identical twins. When you see the one, you see the other. We want to think of obedience and faith as identical twins that cannot be separated. When you look at obedience, you cannot tell the difference between it and faith. And when you look at faith, you cannot tell the difference between it and obedience. Obedience and faith and obedience always go together. They're always seen together in the life of anyone who is truly, genuinely Christian. Do you know identical twins? Twice in my life I have, and I was constantly confusing them. It seemed it was the most difficult thing in the world to tell them apart. Well, now the same is true with obedience and faith in the life of every Christian. That's the first insight I have into what we know about what the Apostle Paul's phrase, the obedience of faith, means. The two always go together. And let me demonstrate that as I give you a second insight. Here's my second insight. Paul thinks the identical twins of faith and obedience are so important that he repeats this throughout and at the end of this epistle, this letter to Christians in Rome. The obedience of faith is here in verse 5 of the very first chapter, and again right at the end of the letter in Romans chapter 16. Romans 16 is the last chapter. I'm reading now from right at the conclusion of Paul's letter in Romans 16, verse 26. This is Romans 16, verse 26. Listen for our phrase, Romans 16, just part of verse 26. According to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith. Bing, bing, bing! There's our phrase. Why does the apostle begin with the obedience of faith and end with the obedience of faith? He does this to emphasize the importance of it. Whatever we will say about the obedience of faith, always remember, it is important. When you have something important to say, don't you repeat it more than once? My beloved wife does this with me all the time when she requests that I go to the supermarket and pick up something, say an ingredient she requires to make dinner. Now, I absolutely hate shopping. The only exception is the bookstore. I can go into the bookshop for hours. Unfortunately, not right now, but hopefully those will open soon. Anyway, supermarkets are open, and off I dutifully go. But do you know that still she has to emphasize again and again what is really important that I get? So I am always going to the store with a list, certain items underlined, circled, and highlighted as if to say, "This is very important, Mark. Do not come home without it." Well, Paul says the obedience of faith is very important. And so we'll learn more about this on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.